Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
That's what I tell them. I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success.
All right, so we're here. We're going to do a little panel with the impact of influence authors. And I have just one question that I want to ask all of you. You know, all of you are doing amazing things to influence and impact others. And so, you know, if there's people that's checking out this interview and they want to know, well, man, like they're doing some cool stuff. And what about little old me? Can I do that too? Well, yes, you can. Right. I want to remind you of that. Yes, you can. And just if each of you can give just one gem that would help them, that has helped you in your life influence and impact others. And we'll just start over here with you, Chop. And we'll go around.
All
That's
right.
Okay. All right.
So my first thing is I have to be vertically aligned to be horizontally aligned. So vertically aligned to my Heavenly Father, to be horizontally aligned to everybody else. And with that being said, you got to give, you got to love, and you got to serve. But most importantly, you got to live on purpose with purpose. So figure out what your purpose is and go get it.
I love it. What about you?
My daily focus is being intentional in all things. Always, again, finding purpose in your life. So that you know who you are 100% so that you can serve others and give willingly and openly to others. And being intentional in all things and never stop dreaming.
Love it. What about you, Coach Tamika?
I would say mine is be consistent. When I think about being a young person, the people that impacted my life the most, like my grandmother, was because she was so consistent. So being consistent in behaviors, attitude, work ethic, and habits. The biggest compliment I ever got as a coach, I went back to coach at Prairie View about 3 years ago. My grandmother had passed, and every day driving to Prairie View, I cried all the way till I got up to the door to walk in the gym. It's just something. It made me remember when she dropped me off there. And that year, a senior at the end gave me a nice gift and said, Coach, you were the same person every day. And that year was hellish. And I said, wow, I've arrived, because that was a goal for me, because those are the people I admired. I was the same person every day because my heart was completely broken because of her death. So being consistent. People are waiting for you to not be who you said you are. People that follow you. They're like, oh, you say you this, but I'm going to sit back and wait. And so you're going to make a believer out of folks if you are who you say you are every day.
So good. Mm-hmm. What you got, Leslie?
I would say generosity. You have to be able to give knowledge, share your talents. And I think it's important to give people the same opportunity that somebody gave you.
Mm. So good.
That's good. I would say confidence. You know, life is full of do-overs, but your life is not a do-over.
Hey, give them that again. Hold on, wait a minute. Give them one more time. Give them that again.
I said, in life, you have do-overs, but your life is not a do-over. And I say all of that to say that if you don't like the car you drive, what can you do? Buy another one, right? Yeah. If I don't like the house I live in, what can I do? Buy another house, right?
Right.
But guess what?
For me.
You don't get a chance to live this life that God has given us. Every day is a gift. And so I wake up in the morning and my prayer is, God, thank you for this day. Mm-hmm. That everything that I touch be blessed. That no weapon formed against me prosper. Bless my going in. Bless my going out. But then I sum it up and say, let me win the day. No matter what my circumstances are, no matter what my situation may be, I am going to win the day. And so you just got to remember that the life that you have is somebody else's prayer. And you also got to remember that on my worst day, I am still chosen. I'm going to say this, and then I'm gonna give it back to you, because I don't know if I'm going to encourage my own.
I need to argue.
It's one thing to be picked, and it's one thing to be chosen. You see, I'm from the hood, and so we would play basketball, and you automatically knew that the first two people that made the shot is the what? Team what?
Captain.
And so what happened when you start picking your team? You choose the what? Best players. So the first three you choosing. But what happened after you pretty much got your team together? You start picking. It's one thing to be picked, and it's one thing to be chosen. When you're chosen, it's manifested. When you're chosen, it has purpose. When you're chosen, it has already been prayed over and sought after. But when you're picked something, you just do it on the spur of, you just do it on the spur of a moment. When I ask my wife and my daughter what they want to eat, and I tell them what y'all want to eat tonight in the morning, they have a chance to do what? Choose. But if we in the car and I say, what y'all want to eat? They go, what? Pick. Mm-hmm. Is that necessarily what they want? No, but it's what's convenient for them. Don't be convenient. Go out, take risks. So what if you don't make it?
Come on now. Mm-hmm.
Try again. Mm-hmm. I interviewed 27 times before I got my first AP job. Mm-hmm. 27 times. By the time I went on the 20th, I already knew all the answers. So take risks. Don't be afraid to live. Don't be afraid to fail. Live your life. You only got one. Make it count.
That's it.
Man.
Period.
Let's go. So off script here, here's what I want to do. What I want to do is I want to go back through, and I want each of you to pick one person to ask a question. All right? So off script, so pick based off of what we heard and said today. You know, there's some things that you may want them to elaborate on or something you want to know. So we'll just go back through and y'all can, you know, ask one person, pick a person, ask them a question.
Oh, I guess I'm starting.
Let's go.
So, Mr. Todd, what keeps you grinding the way you grind daily?
What keeps me grinding the way I grind daily? Me. Me. God, of course, but me. I have this mentality that I got to depend on me. In my chapter, I talk about I've always been a leader. Everybody is, you know, you got people are leaders. You got people in jail that are leaders. They just didn't use their leadership for the right reason. But they are leaders in jail. I've always been a leader. I can always get people to do what I want them to do. So I depend on me. And then not only that, I realized that for some people, I said earlier, that what you have, you're somebody's prayer.
Yes.
And so I want to make sure that I am the answered prayer. And that I'm legit. I want to be the type of man that don't only look the part, but I want to be the part that if you follow me home, you go get the same individual. Mm. That if you come to me, if you come find me at work, you go get the same individual. And so it's like you said earlier. You say be consistent. Can't nobody beat me in being me. Okay. And so it's down. Just it's being authentic.
Don't
it's being
authentic,
and it's got just it. And it's just making sure that I don't want to be the status quo. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, they say you extra. No, I'm just extraordinary.
That part.
And so I don't want to be, you know, and so that's what keep me, you know, keep me rooted, keep me grounded there. Somebody is looking up to me. Somebody need me to be my best me because their life depend on me being my best me.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank
good.
You.
That's good. That's good. All right.
Leslie, what gave you your motivation to, with your organization?
What gave me my motivation was the passing of my mother when I was younger. When I was younger, I was able to experience different organizations and camps that pretty much kept me busy. So I wasn't, you know, at home dwelling on the sadness of not having my mother there because I was out being productive, being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give kids in the community that same opportunity. No matter what you're going through at home, no matter how hard your life is right now, you have other people to support you. You have other people that will guide you and help you along the way. So I feel like having that one parent gone and only having my dad, you know, I'm sorry. I get so emotional talking about my mom. This is why I say this book really has gave me the opportunity to share my story. You know, I have been hiding this for a long time. Like, I'm 36 years old, and I'm finally able talking about the pain and emotion that I went through as a child. So I just feel like it's important, you know, to give other kids that opportunity, you know?
That's
awesome. Good stuff. All right, Coach Tamika.
Alicia, my question is for you. What would you tell your 13-year-old self?
That's a good one. My 13-year-old self in the streets of Hearn, Texas. 8th grade year. Again, I'm a dreamer. I always have been. Never stop believing. Never stop giving up. You know, don't give up. Keep going. If you say you want to do something, keep doing it. the best is yet to come.
That's good.
Is it Tameka?
It is Tameka.
Okay, I'm not good with names.
TA MEKA. Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, Tameka. So I got a question for you. So do you have kids?
I have two beautiful daughters, Chloe Alexandra and Cadence Elise Martin. The same baby daddy is my husband. He put a ring on it. But my grandfather, he was like, he would be reading a newspaper. And he was like, you got to give your kids some good resume names. Look at these folks ain't going, all these kids, Tiqua Nene and this person and that person, they ain't going to get no job. So my daughter's names have meaning. So Chloe Alexandra means blossoming defender of mankind. And then Martin means unyielding. And then our youngest Cadence, Elise, her name means with rhythm, God is my oath, unyielding. So words are important. And what you put out in the world is important. And you have to set your daughters up to be great. Matter of fact, my daughters are on my LLC for my Glam and Girlfriends business. So we're building a legacy.
Okay. So this is my second question to follow up on how many, you know, your kids. How do you wear so many hats?
Ooh.
With having children, because I have four girls. My youngest is 3, my oldest is 16, and it gets hard because I feel like sometimes my career is getting in the way of me raising my girls. I don't ever want them to feel like I'm putting so much more into the community and not enough into them. So how do you juggle that?
So in the early years, and I'm not, hopefully I won't hear, I had my mom. So my mom passed when my girls were 7 and 12, and so she would always say, they getting older, they can start taking care of themselves. I'm like, mama, you gonna be here. So it's about priority. It's about letting them know, being real with them. Like, me and daddy got to go do this. My 14-year-old had to step up because my mother is gone. But we have a village. I have a village of my sorority sisters, of my track sisters, of my church sisters and family. So it's about prioritizing and letting them know that even if I'm somewhere grinding for them, sometimes I got to take them with me,
right?
You know, to do what we got to do. Just always letting them know that I love them and I'm building for them. That's the main thing. And it's going to be some days where they're going to be upset because I'm not going to be able to go. I'm an assistant principal, so sometimes I don't get to go to things. However, I let them know and I spend time with them and let them know, I'm mama grinding for you.
Right.
So that one day, you won't have to do this. You can choose to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and that's what I want my girls to understand, too. And the good thing about doing community work, I can add my girls into what I'm doing.
Yes.
Like, if my 3-year-old is carrying a box to the building, you know, they're all going to be working. They all see the impact that, you know, the family, you know, this is all of us. Y'all help me in a way, too. So,
thank you. And my little one, that little one, Cadence, rhythm is really her. Baby, we on a plane. She say, my mom is the unyielding realtor with the unyielding realty group, Keller Williams Professional. So she already working for mommy. She told me when she turns 10, she's going to be my personal assistant. And I know she'll go out there and do whatever I need her to do. So just grooming them to grind and hustle. And they ain't going to have to get it out the mud.
Yes.
Now, the foundation going to already be laid. That's what we're doing right now. So they won't have to do what we had to do.
I want to piggyback on that, too. Just, you know, when I heard you ask her the question, you know, I was reflecting on our situation growing up. And my mom was the same way of, you know, really kind of what you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in that, man, more is caught than taught, you know, but just seeing the impact that she made on others.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, like, man, we had a lot to live up to,
right?
But she taught us, just like you said, she groomed us in that. So like, for us, we wear a bunch of hats and we do it well and we do it with grace, but like, that's all, that's what we know.
Right.
That's what we do, right?
Did you ever feel neglected by your mom going out?
No, I think
because she always included us.
Yeah, right, just like you said.
We
like,
were apart.
No, we was carrying boxes and coolers and we was doing all of that too.
Yeah. But right? God's grace is the biggest thing for me. Because I know he didn't put all of this in me for naught. So if he put it in me and he give me the vision, I got to go get it. And he's going to give me the village of people I need to help me go out and do this purpose.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
All right, Todd, what you got, brother?
Coach T from PB.
You know.
You talk about your grandmother. Your grandmother inspired you a lot, right? And so I feel like I know your grandmother because you talk about it, about her, all those good things. When we die, someone delivers the eulogy. What would you want your eulogy to read?
Oh, wow.
That's deep.
Wow. that service was a core value for me, that I was always like, how can I help you? We were raised up like that, similar to Chip, coming up in the church. It was never about us, but how can you help? Mm-hmm. That I was consistent, that I was reliable, that you could count on me. In my community, I think so many of us have the past of people not being reliable. It's really important for me to be reliable. That I worked hard for others, worked hard, period, had a great work ethic, that I love my child. That would be the biggest thing. If I passed, tell my daughter that I loved her a great deal and did so much for her. But yeah, just those things. Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Man, that's a deep one right there. That was good.
I actually eulogized my mom. I did words of inspiration at my mom's service. And so that's a part of the grieving and grinding, because even though our flesh is going to get weak and we're going to get weary, our spirit has to be strong. And that's when I talked about that that vertical and horizontal alignment. You can't be here if you're not here first.
That's right. But you also realize too that every day that we live, we're writing our eulogy.
Come on. Yes.
Every day that we live, is only a part of the story.
That's right.
You know, and so you decide what kind of legacy. We decide what kind of legacy that we want to leave.
What does that dash mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
In between.
Exactly. What does that dash mean?
What does that dash mean?
Well, as we close, I want to say again, thanks so much to the authors for choosing to be a part of the Impact of Influence series. Man, a blessing that I have you in my life. I'm inspired by all of y'all. Truly grateful for the journey that we're on to make the world better. And I just, you know, want to encourage you all to just keep doing your thing. And want to thank the Martin family for having us here. Thank you, audience. Everybody that came to show some love and support for us this evening. I hope it's been an evening of, I don't know, I hope you leave here better. Transformed.
I know I am.
I hope that everybody's been able to get something from the experience and take it with them and be transformed and go deliver that to other people. So if y'all don't mind, as we close up, we can just do a go get it.
I know, we got to get it.
And I'll count it down, 1, 2, 3, and we'll all go get it. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Go get it.
All right, there we go. Go get it.